Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Pinterest, ticker pins, with a full stock snock analysis that covers everything from the latest financials to valuation and what might lie ahead for long-term investors. Pinterest has been on quite the roller coaster lately, and with the stock down over 55% in the past year, a lot of you are probably wondering if this visual discovery platform is worth another look or if those legal headlines are flashing a bigger warning sign. Let's start with the basics. Pinterest operates as a visual discovery engine where users save and organize ideas into boards for everything from home projects to fashion inspiration. The company is headquartered in San Francisco, led by CEO William Reddy, and employs about 4,778 people. It generates revenue primarily through advertising, with users in the U.S. and internationally engaging with promoted pins that blend into the organic feed. On the revenue side, the most recent full year came in at roughly $4.22 billion, up from $3.65 billion the year before. That growth reflects continued advertiser interest in Pinterest's highly engaged, intent-driven audience, even as the company works to expand its ad formats and international reach. Earnings have shown real improvement too. For fiscal 2025, Pinterest posted net income of $417 million, or 62 cents per share, a solid turnaround from the prior year's results, and a far cry from the losses posted in 2023 and 2022. Operating income reached $320 million, supported by a healthy gross margin near 80%. Management commentary from the Q1 2026 earnings call highlighted stronger-than-expected results, with emphasis on user growth, ad load optimization, and continued investment in shopping and creator tools. They also touched on safety features and proactive steps to maintain a positive platform environment, which aligns with the company's long-term strategy of building trust and engagement. Looking at the balance sheet, Pinterest holds a strong cash position with nearly $969 million in cash and equivalents, total assets over $5.49 billion, and very little debt relative to its equity base of $4.75 billion. Free cash flow came in strong at $1.25 billion for the year, giving the company plenty of flexibility for share buybacks, product development, or potential tuck-in acquisitions. From a valuation standpoint, the stock trades around $19, with a market cap near $12.8 billion. The trailing PE sits at about 37 times earnings, while the forward PE estimates trend lower into the low double digits over the next few years if growth holds up. Price to sales around 2.9 times feels reasonable for a company still scaling its ad platform, though the recent legal overhang adds some uncertainty. Strengths include a clean balance sheet, positive free cash flow, and a sticky user base that keeps coming back for inspiration. Weaknesses center on heavy reliance on advertising and ongoing competition from larger social platforms. Opportunities lie in expanding shopping features and international ad revenue, while threats include regulatory scrutiny around data privacy, potential ad market slowdowns, and the current securities litigation that alleges overstated resilience during the class period. Over the past year, the shares have fallen sharply, underperforming both the broader market and the internet content peer group. Shorter-term moves show a 24% gain in the most recent week, but still sit down 30% over the past month, so volatility remains elevated around the lawsuit deadline. For intrinsic value, running a discounted cash flow with conservative assumptions points to a fair value near $19.80 per share. That lines up closely with where the stock has been trading recently, suggesting the market has already priced in a fair amount of caution. Sensitivity checks around higher growth or margin expansion could push that number into the mid-20s, while a more pessimistic scenario around ad spending or legal costs could bring it lower. Overall, the DCF supports the idea that Pinterest isn't wildly overvalued at current levels if execution stays on track. Wrapping up, Pinterest shows improving profitability and strong cash generation, yet the ongoing class action lawsuit and recent stock weakness mean investors should watch the May 29th lead plaintiff deadline closely. For those with a multi-year horizon who like the visual discovery moat, the current price could offer an entry point but sizing positions appropriately around the legal uncertainty makes sense. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance before making any moves. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll see you in the next one.